our hearts are overjoyed. We thank you so much, oh God, for your goodness, your mercy, your love, your kindness, your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us instructions on how we can get from our mountains, oh God, to victory. Oh Lord, for speaking it and having faith. Father, we thank you for this call. This call, Lord, where we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered every day in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank you, Lord, for the house full of Weatherspoons there who are there to love on Mother Josie. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for keeping Mother Josie and touching her body, Lord. And, Father, I can just see the big smile on her face as she just sits back and enjoys each and every one of the Weatherspoons, Lord. Thank you. Now, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, who are the reason why we're even having this call. Blessed indeed are your footsteps, Lord. Father, keep us all safe. Lord, we thank you for the speaker who's going to bring a rich, needed word this morning. Oh, God, will you just use them mightily in the name of Jesus, giving it just the way that you gave it to them. And, Father, we bind that old slew foot devil in the name of Jesus, that this call is going forth with clarity, because there is no room for him in this telecommunication sanctuary or in any part of our lives. So we cast him out with the power that you've given us to stand on his feet and trample him out. We give you praise, Lord, and we call it done. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you, Lord, for each and every person, each and every armed force, military, vet, or one who is serving, who has kept us safe, who served in the name of Jesus. Bless them indeed, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my TMC family, this is Minister Willa. It has been my pleasure and a blessing and an honor to greet you this morning. And now I will turn you over to the host. And as I always say, from my heart to you, to yours, you have just got to really know that I love me some you. God bless you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Jesse. God bless you.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning to you and to everyone on this line. I welcome each and every one of you again. This is Jackie Henderson here in Indianapolis, Indiana. God bless you, and I hope you are having the most wonderful Memorial Day ever. I want to give you a little background on this call before I bring forth to you the speaker this morning. And this call was founded by two very, very willing and obedient women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we thank them and we honor them for their obedience and saying yes to the Lord. And in October 2010, this call was founded. And our scripture references can be found in Psalm 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And our website, where all of our messages have been archived, as well as the bios of our speakers, is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And there you can go and review the messages and get another word from God on high. And our theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hands of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually, and collectively will clearly be seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to become a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Willard so wonderfully did this morning, or a host as I am doing now, or God has given you a word that you need to share with his people, or you may have a prayer request or a praise report, submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general,
Mr. Brenda Terrell will contact you. And how did we all come together? It was through a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established as Artists, is now Artists Life, by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. This is a company that has great, great products, and as Minister Terrell would say, on this side of heaven. These products are designed to make you healthier and wealthier if you let it. Now, immediately following this call is a new morning motivational call held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it's a team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful Artist's Life product. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Now, if you need a bypass number and you're having trouble dialing in, you can use this number to not be charged, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And today is Inspirational Mondays on the Morning Motivational Call. And our very own Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio, will be delivering that message. So immediately following this call, go over to hear that powerful word from this great anointed woman. Now, this morning I have a special announcement, and that announcement is to the TMC family. Beginning Tuesday, May 28th, is the first day of our 10-day fast. This is a quarterly cleansing event that will prepare us for the filling that we take place in our spirit over the summer. If you want to participate, contact Dr. PK at 587-8000. Again, that number is 586-747-8000, and you will receive your instructions and your accountability partner. Now, there is a book and a journal that will add to your support, and that the name of that book is The Maker's Diet Revolution by Jordan Rubin. Again, 10-day fast beginning on May 28th, Tuesday, May 28th, 2019. And to receive your book, contact Pastor P.K. Robert Patton, and that number is 586-747-8000. We hope that you all will come and clean not your body, but your soul, and be rejuvenated. Now, I want to get out of the way and bring forth our speaker of the hour. Our speaker is no stranger to this call. You hear about her every single morning on this call, so I won't take her time up to introduce her. Just go to the website and look up her bio, www.themasterscall.net, and you can find out all about her. She is a phenomenal woman of God. She is an obedient servant. She loves each and every one of us, not only with her love, but the love of the Lord. We so graciously look for her wisdom, her instructions, and we thank God for her. And our speaker of the day is none other than Pastor P.K. Robert Patton. Dr. P.K., are you there?
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning, Minister Jackie. I just don't even know if you know how much I love, love, and appreciate you. God is so good, and I thank him for blessing us with you on this great team, the TMC family. I love each and every one of you. Again, I would like to acknowledge Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, our songbird for this ministry, and bow down and worship him. God, I thank you, and I just praise you for what you do as you open us up and usher us into the presence of God with the gift that God has given you. I also want to thank Minister Willard down there in Florida. What a wonder God gave us in you, and you really bless my soul so much. I'm looking forward to you and Minister Candy getting here so that I can hug both of you and kiss you and your number 10s. I'm looking forward to that time real soon, and just feeling in my spirit that it's coming on around the corner. I also want to thank God for my sister in the Lord, and God knows she is just that. And I thank God for Dr. Vanessa and how she has just been there for us, but more specifically, how my heart rests easy when I know that she's over there doing exactly what needs to be done for my mama, Mother Josie. And my heart was not happy last week, but Lord, is it rejoicing today as I can also see that big grin of hers. They surprised her. Nobody knows how to bring the family together like the matriarchs, I tell you the truth. And so this is a great day for everybody to be down there having a super fantastic time together. I'm so glad for all of that. Now, as I prepare to go into my word this morning, I believe that God absolutely never gives a word to a preacher without giving the word to the preacher. There is never a time that I will deliver a word that it did not mean something to me initially. And this word, why, Lord, why? Good Lord, has stirred up so much in me, but it has put me in a place where I am listening to God as I've not listened to him in a long time. And this week I was planning on going to Augusta with my family, and we were going there to have a good time doing this holiday. But at the last minute, the Lord said for me to stay put. And in spite of the big crocodile tears that my grandson, J.D., let loose on me, I still listen to the Lord. Oh, but he almost got me. Gigi, you got to go. You cannot stay here. We can't take care of you on the road. You got to come and go with us. Mama, make her come. And when his mother said, nobody makes her do anything but the Lord. If you you want her to be made, you have to praise to God, child. I can't do nothing with that lady. But I am so glad that I've stayed here. I've gotten so many wonderful lessons just being here with the Lord. I had not been by myself with the Lord since the death of my husband, and that's been a month. And even when we were together, I had that private time with the Lord. And it's just been so many voices in my ear. And I had an opportunity to stop. And God said, let's set things in order for real. And we're going to set it in order, first of all, by doing our prayer and fasting that you kind of kicked to the curb because of where you were. And it's okay. You took a moment out for that, but now it's time for you to come on and let's get back on board. And so, amen, yes, Lord, it's never a good time, but let's do it. We start tomorrow. And I said, Lord, you want me to start today? I will. He said, you can start tomorrow. It'll work out just fine. Tomorrow is good. And so we're starting tomorrow. And those of you who would like to jump on board, we'd love to have you for that. In addition to that, there were just you all got to know I've been up on this hill since, on this mountain since December. Yesterday I drove up. I just have to give these little, I just got to give this little tidbit here. I drove up and there was a family of bears in my driveway. the mama, the papa, the baby bears, and the lip black bears. And I just read the day before you all. I mean, it's nothing coincidental about God and what he does for you, with you, through you, to help others. And I just read the day before that the black bear family, a gentle, just don't push them, they won't push you. And so when I drove up, and initially fear jumped up, and then that saying jumped up in my mind. And I settled myself down and said, okay, Lord, now you know these are not dogs, and I don't like dogs, and you know I don't like bears, and I don't know, come on here. And what I'm going to do, I got to get in the house. I'm here by myself. Come on now. Don't want to have to call the popo. Tell me what to do. And the Lord said, just toot your horn, and there I go. Tooted my horn. They just went right on, waddled on away like, okay, you don't want me here. Don't have to be. I'm gone. Bye. This is your little territory. Go on and do what you need to do. And so I said, God, what message were you giving me in that? That is awesome, you know. And, of course, you know, I got a word in that, got a message. Came run through all of the messages that I have received just this weekend. I have gotten some phenomenal messages this weekend from the time I said, yes, God, this is our time together, up until now. And I was up early this morning, and I feel so refreshed, so good, so on target, so ready to do what thus said the Lord. With that being said, let me get on to the word this morning, which is going to come to you very quickly in about 6-7 minutes. I'm going to give it to you. We're dealing with why, Lord, why, which took us to what, Lord, what is my purpose for being here to today, being that this is Memorial Day. After serving with soldiers for 25 years and going to war with them and that sort of thing, I said, Lord, I want to kind of put this in perspective so that that it will still be with the message of why, Lord, why, but I also want to acknowledge the soldiers. And he said, oh, that's easy. Just pick the Bible up and turn on over there to Joshua. So I'm going to go to Joshua, you all, this morning, and we are going to read from initially from the King James Version, beginning with the very first chapter. Now, after the death of Moses, there's that word death, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass. I could just stop and just teach this morning, but got to get through. That the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. Bless God. And all this people unto the land which I give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even until the great river, the river of Euphrates, all the land of Hittites, some of you say, unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not anyone be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will fail thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and be of good courage. For unto this people shall thy divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto your fathers to give thee. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wheresoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt do what? Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then, and only then, thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. 9, have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Why, Lord, why? Answer to the question this morning was given to me over the weekend, so that you can live a good life. A good life. I said a good life, a successful life, a good life, but I'm going to deal with the G's this morning. I said, God, what do you mean by me living a good life? He says, well, PK, as you look at your life, as you think about the things that God has, I have done for you, I want you to just share with the congregation this morning, and you won't have long to preach it, but just share the 4 G's that you have in living a good life, as I had directed the Israelites. Number one, the first G is grip. You got to have a grip, a tight grip on life. And there is no way for you to do that unless you have a mind that is stayed on Christ. Hallelujah. Number two, I'm just giving them to you. I'm going to come back and preach them a later day. Number two, you got to have some grit. Girl, you got some grit. It really doesn't matter what come or go. You have some grit. You decide that you're going to do it, and it's a done deal. If I ever tell you that I'm going somewhere, you better get yourself packed, because I'm going. And number 4, 3, you have guts. Yeah, you got guts to live this life. Whatever I throw your way, life may knock you down, but you're determined that you got guts enough to get up. And you got a grin. You smile. You have an ability to smile. You don't use it often, but when you do use it, you light up a room whenever you walk in with that smile. You got to grin in life. So these four G's will help you to live not just life, hallelujah, but to live a life whereby you are winning, to live a super fantastic lifestyle, to live the abundant life that God intended for you to have. Y'all, this is a sermon in and of itself. I'm loving up on it. The more I talk about it, the more God and I talk about it, the more excited I get about it. And then he says, now come back and read this same scripture in the Message Bible. And this is how I'm closing, because you all, the time is already gone, believe it or not. After the death of Moses, the servant of God, God spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant. After death, God will speak. I'm here to tell you, he will speak. Glory to God. He said, Moses, my servant, PK, I want you to hear this and hear this good. Moses is dead, but you got to get up and you got to go. You got to cross over this Jordan River. You and all the people cross to the country I'm giving to the people of Israel. I've got some people who are following you, PK. I got some people who are looking to you because you are looking to me. I am giving you every square inch of the land you set your foot on, sister girl, just as I promised Moses. From the wilderness and this Libyan east to the great river, the Euphrates River, and all the Haiti country, and then west to the Great Sea. It's all yours. It's all yours. All your life, no one will be able to hold out against you. In the same way I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. I won't give up on you, so don't you give up on me. I won't leave you, so don't you leave me. Strength and courage I will give to you. You are going to lead this people to inherit the land that I promised to give them.
and their ancestors, in spite of what you see. Walk not by your sight today, girl, but walk by the faith that I have given you. Give it everything you have now, your heart and your soul. Make sure you carry out the revelations that Moses commanded you, every bit of it. Don't get off track, either to the left or to the right, so as to make sure you get to where you're going. And don't for a moment let this book of Revelations be out of mind. Ponder and meditate on this word every day and every night, making sure you practice everything that is written in it. Then you'll get where you're going. Then you'll succeed. Haven't I commanded you, PK? Strength and courage is yours. Don't be timid. Don't be timid. Don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. Oh, my God. Take that, my children, and know it belongs to me. He gave it to me, but it belongs to you. Come and close this call out, Sister Jack. Minister Jack, come close the call.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful, powerful, powerful word. And I will be calling you back after a few brief announcements, but right now let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we come before you thanking you for your word this morning. We thank you for your servant that delivered the word. We ask you to pour back into her the virtues that she has poured out to us. God, we look forward to hearing more of you from this message. We thank you. We give you glory, God. We thank you for the Pastor Vanessa and her obedience. We thank you for Artists International, the company that brought us together. And God, we're asking you to go for your people, those that are in need of you, God. You know every need and every request. And you said that you would grant it because you have not if you ask not. And they have asked, O Lord. So give them what they need. And we thank you for our TMC family that is joined together with us this morning to hear this most powerful word. We cover this prayer in your name and in your blood. And we give you thanks, glory, and honor. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. And if you would like to hear this powerful, powerful message again, the playback for this number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677. Again, 712-432-1085, 957-677. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, where you will hear another phenomenal word from on high by our very own Keisha Lee on the morning motivational call. And that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617 pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294617 pound. Now, don't forget our 10-day soul cleansing fast takes place starting tomorrow. And please contact Dr. P.K. Roberts at 586-747-8000 to receive your accountability partner. We thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning, and we really like to thank Minister Tiffany for getting up so early in the morning and setting the atmosphere with her song and her beautiful voice. And we want to thank Minister Willa for greeting and seating everyone. And again, I want to thank each and every one of you for getting up and getting on this call this morning. We thank you. We love you. God bless each and every one of you. Have a very, very, very special holiday, remembering all of those that have served us. Pastor PK, will you come back and close us with our closing benediction?
Wow. Praise God. Happy, happy Memorial Day. If there is such a thing as happy Memorial Day for you, it is for me, as I remember the soldiers, family members who made great sacrifices so that we can live in this great country called America. Now may the grace of God, His sweet Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with each and every one of you as you go out today enjoying God
and living a super fantastic lifestyle. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. And everybody say amen, amen, and amen. Bye-bye.